At the Stamford Marriott, a jubilant David Martin addressed his supporters, often raising his hands in the air, fists clenched into a number one sign.
I'm David Martin. And I'm running for mayor.
Democratic voters rewarded Martin for his nearly 30 years of local public service, including 26 years on the Board of Representatives. He also ran unsuccessfully for mayor against Michael Pavia in 2009. Now he's on the Board of Finance, and on the eve of the primary, he quickly set his sights on the next hurdle, the general election.
Let me just turn to tomorrow and the days ahead, because we can't afford to take a breath or take time to pat ourselves on the back. This is going to be tough. It's going to be a grueling general election. It would be foolish to assume that the differences within the Republican Party are going to keep them from putting up a very, very tough campaign.
Those differences have resulted in infighting. Republican Mayor Michael Pavia threatened to leave the party last year. The Democrats have also had to come together after the tight primary election, where the governor and local Democratic leaders endorsed different candidates. Both Martin and his Republican challenger, Michael Fedeli, have deep ties to Stamford.
I'm going to bring who I am as a neighborhood kid. You know, I grew up here.
Fedeli owns a Westside IT business and has had both local and state political experience. He served for 4 years on the Board of Representatives in the late 80s, spent 10 years in the General Assembly, and served as lieutenant governor under Jody Rell. When asked how his administration would differ from a Pavia administration, he answered this way.
I've been in public office in the past, be it the lieutenant governor or state legislator or a local rep, which is responsiveness to our citizens, the ability to get back to them with answers.
And there's the money. Fedeli had raised more than $250,000 by last report. Martin has raised $160,000, but nearly half of that came from Martin himself.
The Republicans are beatable no matter how much money they throw at this. The voters have already seen what another Republican-led administration would be like, because it's just a request from the Republicans for a do-over.
Despite primary evening rhetoric, Martin is now trying to raise $100,000 more by the end of the month. Fedeli is set to get a boost from Governor Rell at a fundraiser this week in Darien. Still, Fedeli says money won't be the only determining factor.
We've seen elections recently where all the money in the world didn't win anything, right? So I'm not going to say that all the money in the world is going to win anything, but I'm going to tell you it helps you get there. And I also think that fundraising is an indication of what people think.
A Fedeli win will depend on how well he resonates with Democrats and unaffiliated voters. There are nearly 24,000 registered Democrats in the city and more than 21,000 unaffiliated voters. That compares to nearly 13,000 registered Republicans. The city has a history of swinging both blue and red at the municipal level, with Pavia and previous Mayor Democrat Dan Malloy, respectively. And there are two unaffiliated candidates, Kathleen Murphy and John Zito, who could pull votes away from the major party candidates. Political science professor Ronald Schurin of the University of Connecticut says it will come down to the ground game, but it might be a challenge.
The elections in the odd-numbered years have low turnout, and so it's a matter of mobilizing your supporters. You do that with a ground-level, door-to-door campaign.
The 2009 election had only a 38.8% turnout. Elections officials estimate this year's turnout to be only about 1% higher. Kayomi Getz, WSHU News.